Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 58, Anime Episode 50. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 50?
The title of Episode 50 was Usopp vs. Daddy the Father, Showdown at High Noon. And we find Tashigi in Captain Stoker's office, Smoker's office, and she's questioning him about Luffy, and suddenly a commotion is outside, and the door flies open, revealing a mysterious stranger in a poncho with sunglasses and a cowboy hat. And this is Daddy Masterson, or Daddy. And on his shoulders, he carries two unconscious men that he dumps before Captain Smoker. And he says, Highwayman Pete and the taxation fraud Rado brothers. And so we find out that Daddy is a bounty hunter, and he's come to claim his reward for some of these guys. And Smoker signs the bounty release form and gives it back to Daddy. And Smoker doesn't understand why such a great sniper would waste his skills on weaklings like this. Daddy replies that he just doesn't want to risk his life anymore. And Smoker gets it because Daddy's daughter, Carol, would have no one to turn to if something happened to him. And Daddy replies that he'll tell her that Uncle Smokey said hi. And Smokey remarks that Daddy was once his equal, a Marine elite responsible for the security of Marine headquarters. And meanwhile, on some city steps, Zoro is admiring his new cursed blade that he just got. And he's startled by Luffy, who's still lost and searching for the execution platform. And in the street, they see some trouble brewing. There's a group of angry goons that surround Daddy, accusing him of selling out their mates to the Marines. And the goons attack, but Daddy reacts so fast that we don't even see it. And he shoots four of his five attackers. And the remaining guy, this teen, he falls on his ass in fear, and Daddy approaches him and pulls a cigarette that's sticking out of the boy's vest, and he crushes it, and he says, "Go home and ask your mama to bake you some cake, boy." And the kid runs off. And Luffy cheers wildly for the skills of that Osan, which we know is a middle-aged man. And Zoro says that he's probably Daddy the Father. And meanwhile, Usopp marches through town. He's very pleased with himself. His pack is swollen with all of the goods that he's purchased, but he still needs one more item, new sharpshooter goggles for himself. And at a junk shop, Usopp tries out a fancy pair of goggles left by a Marine, according to the shop lady there. And Usopp goes to pay, but he finds that he can't find any more money. And so he runs out to his pack, but as he runs, he trips and he hits the floor, and this adorable little girl passes him and reaches the counter, and she wants to buy the goggles. And Usopp protests that he was here first, but the girl smiles and says, "Tough luck, Osan," and she leaves the shop with the goggles. And very offended, Usopp stops her in the street and says, to be clear, he is not an Osan. He is Onisama, which is a respectful word for younger men. "What do you mean, Osan?" the girl replies. And Usopp gets angry. He wants those goggles. But the girl is, in fact, Carol, the daughter of Daddy and the niece to Captain Smoker. And so Usopp boasts to Carol about defeating Arlong and his mermen and having a huge bounty on his head, and Carol finds that very interesting and calls out, "Papa!" to none other than Daddy, who is nearby. And she runs to Daddy, gives him the goggles as a gift, but then points to Usopp and says, "That old man tried to snatch them from me." And Usopp tries to walk away, but Daddy tells him to stop. Because Carol is whispering about Usopp to him. And he shuffles through the wanted posters, and he finds the Luffy one, and he recognizes Usopp's back in the photo. And Usopp tries to intimidate Daddy with tales of Luffy's might. You know, don't mess with me, because my friend is Monkey D. Luffy. And Carol is sure that Daddy is stronger, but Daddy says that he only needs enough money to care for her. Usopp now misreads this as weakness, and now he gets all confident and tries to press the advantage, demanding the goggles back. Daddy suggests that they settle this with a match. He tosses Usopp a pistol as he throws back his poncho to reveal a multitude of guns, and Usopp, to his horror, realizes that he is confronting Daddy the Father. Meanwhile, Nami is walking through town, and she's burdened by all of her shopping bags when all these people start running by, yelling about a duel and Daddy the Father. And Nami wonders what kind of idiot would challenge someone so dangerous, but then sees that it is, of course, Usopp. And the two men are back-to-back, and Nami shouts, "Are you stupid, challenging someone like him?" And Usopp shouts that it just worked out this way. Shut up. And Carol calls out the count as they take their 10 paces. But with every step, Usopp's fear grows until he throws a smoke bomb and tries to run. But Daddy is far too good, and he shoots through the smoke and disarms Usopp, who falls to his knees in disgrace. And the crowd breaks up, very disappointed that this is not really a good duel. Usopp begs for his life, and Daddy trains a pistol on him. But Nami steps between them, and Usopp says she has money and can pay for his life. And Nami's like, what now? And Daddy thinks Usopp now is very low indeed to hide behind a woman. And Usopp tries to regain his dignity by pushing Nami aside. Oh, no, she has nothing to do with it. I didn't mean that. When Daddy hears Usopp's name, he realizes that this is the son of Yasop of the Red-Haired Pirates. And Daddy tells them what he has never told another soul. And now we go to a flashback where Daddy remembers a sweltering hot day on the docks of a port town like this one, when he, Lieutenant Daddy Masterson, dueled with the Yasop and lost. The Yasop was wounded in the arm, but Daddy fell to the deck and told Yasop to finish him off. But Yasop found a locket on Daddy's chest with Carol's picture, and he chose to spare Daddy's life. And Captain Shanks was watching, and he enjoyed the duel, and he left. And Yasop drinks a victory toast, and he offers some to Daddy, who is still lying flat on the deck. And they have this conversation that reveals that Yasop left his baby son, Usopp, to go out to sea, that he just heard the song of the sea and the call of the pirate life. And he says, one useless parent is enough. He wants Daddy to live, to stay close to his daughter. And Daddy's honor demands that Yasop finish him off, but the pirate doesn't operate by the same code and leaves Daddy alive. And so Daddy finishes his story, and Carol can't believe it. Nami is amazed, thinks Usopp is crying because his dad is so cool, but that's not it. Usopp knows that Daddy told this story to shame him into courage, and he demands a rematch so that he can truly put his life on the line. And Daddy agrees, and he tells Usopp to choose a weapon that he is most comfortable with. And Usopp picks his slingshot, of course, and this gives Daddy an idea. And he points to this distant weather vane in the shape of a kind of a whale with a crown on its head. And if Usopp can hit that, then he wins. But if he misses, Daddy is going to shoot him dead. And Usopp agrees, and he takes aim for what seems like an eternity, and he finally fires. And then as his life flashes before his eyes, the shot flies through the air, and Carol cries out. He missed. She can't bear to look, and she begs Daddy not to kill Usopp. How can he, says Daddy with amazement, because it turns out Usopp didn't miss. And Nami pulls out her spy glasses and realizes that it's true, that his shot went right through the jeweled crown of the weather vane. And Daddy praises Usopp's skill. He's sure that with courage, Usopp will become like his father. He tells him to go to the Grand Line, find Yasop. Yasop will surely be at the Grand Line. And Carol happily gives Usopp back the goggles and says, "Pretty good, O-san." And she leaves with Daddy as they chatter lovingly. And Nami is impressed. Daddy fights to protect his loved ones. Usopp vows to be courageous like Daddy and one day to find his father. And meanwhile, Sanji is still out wandering the streets when he hears a woman's voice calling out, "Sanji, I've been looking for you. To be continued.
Who is Captain Smoker?
Who is Sergeant Major Tashiki?
The character on screen left is Captain Smoker. He's seated. He has his shock of white hair. He's bare-chested, very, very powerful man. He wears his white uniform jacket that happens to have a whole bunch of cigars attached to it. And he loves to smoke two cigars at the same time. And on his right, on screen right, is Tashigi, the sergeant major. And she is currently wearing a blue denim sort of jacket with her yellow Hawaiian shirt underneath the blouse. And she has black hair and brand new eyeglasses.
Who is Usopp?
This is Usopp running down the street. He is wearing his standard brown overalls with his normal satchel. He also has a giant overstuffed green pack on his back from all the things that he's bought in town. Usopp has black hair, a bandana, a kind of cap, and a very long nose.
Who is Carol?
This is Carol, the daughter of Daddy the Father. She is a very adorable little girl with long blonde hair, very fancy outfit of green and white with lots of green ribbons, and she's a little stinker.
Who is Daddy the Father?
This is Daddy the Father, ex-Marine sniper. Now he is simply a bounty hunter. He wears this long poncho that covers up a multitude of guns strapped to his body and his white coat. Here he has one of his guns out in his fist. And Daddy also has a sort of a dark cowboy hat and a very cool facial hair, mustache, and big sideburns.
Who is Red Hair Shanks?
This is Shanks, the pirate. Shanks has red hair. He captains the red-haired pirates. He also has distinctive scars, scratches on his left eye, and some very manicured facial hair. He likes to wear a white tunic buttoned down to his stomach and a red sash with a long black overcoat. Shanks is currently carrying a bottle of liquor of some sort. Shanks also is missing his left arm from a battle with a giant sea creature some time ago.
Who is Yasop?
This is Yasop, father of Usopp. And he is a member of the crew of the red-haired pirates, captained by red-haired Shanks. Yasop has brown dreadlocks. He is very muscular, has some scraggly facial hair, likes to wear a reddish tank top with a pinkish sash. Currently in this photo, he's sustained damage to his right arm from his duel with Daddy the Father.
What was the setting in this episode?
We spent this episode in the city of Loguetown. We were in a number of streets, a junk shop, a plaza where a duel took place between Usopp and Daddy the Father. And there were some really, really brief flashbacks to previous moments in Usopp's life with the Straw Hat Pirates. So we got little glimpses of a couple of scenes from the past. There was also a flashback at a dock that was not apparently the Loguetown port, but a similar city where the fight, the duel between Daddy the Father and Yasop took place.
What was the combat in this episode?
There were no real special attacks in this episode, except for one that went unnamed from Daddy the Father, when Daddy was surrounded by thugs in the street, a wind kind of came up because he moved so quickly that you couldn't even see him as he shot four guys. So that was definitely a powerful special attack by Daddy the Father. In addition to that, we had a duel between Usopp and Daddy the Father that included Usopp trying to flee by using a smoke bomb and Daddy disarming him with a shot from one of his guns. And then we also had a flashback to the duel between Daddy the Father and Yasop, where Yasop was shot in the arm and Daddy was shot presumably more in the chest because he fell down and couldn't get up. And then the final duel in quotation marks between Usopp and Daddy the Father, the rematch, was essentially pitting Usopp's skill as a sharpshooter with a slingshot against Daddy's skill with the pistol. And Usopp didn't have to kill Daddy, he just had to hit an incredibly distant target. But if he failed, then Daddy was actually going to shoot him dead. Thankfully for all of us, Usopp is really a good shot.
Good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
I thought it was a good episode. I think it's a little odd that a person would be named Daddy the Father. That seems a little redundant. But another powerful character to the mix, and looking forward to seeing what happens next.
Aha! Very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 50. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!